So, Laura, can you tell me what happens in a typical day of your life?
My typical day is wake up and prepare my sons to go to school. I leave them in the school and I go to work. I read the notes on the house if they left me notes, and I do my work.
And that's so good. So
And
they leave you notes sometimes, do
sometimes,
they?
yeah.
What do they say in the notes?
Sometimes to do the windows, and sometimes to do the patio or things,
So
just
instructions.
instructions, yeah.
Oh, okay. So when you finish your job, what do you do then?
Depends on the day. Sometimes I go to look the shopping around and I go home, I cooking the lunch, the dinner, and after pick up my kids from the school and I help them to do the homework. And
So that's good, so that the work fits in with
yeah,
your family
for me,
life.
yeah.
That's really good. So what do you like most about your work?
Be my own boss.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. And I have the time for my family to build my hours.
So Laura, is there anything you don't like about the job?
It's not much I don't like, but sometimes I find hard work, but it's most the things I like and dislike.
That's good. And is there a difficult part of the job? Is there something you'd say was the most difficult or challenging part of the job?
The difficult part is sometimes when they left me notes, I can't understand properly their reading part. But now I go to English class to improve my reading.
Right, yeah, I can understand that. So I'm going to ask you about the future now. I don't know if you've thought about the future, but where do you want to be in 5 years?
5 years, I wish to have my own business.
Will you employ other cleaners?
Yeah, maybe I can do that to have my own company,
Oh, that
the
would be
cleaning.
wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, best of luck with that.
Thanks.
And if somebody else, one of our listeners, is thinking, or perhaps they are doing cleaning now, or they are thinking of cleaning, is there any advice you could give to them about being a self-employed cleaner?
The advice I can give is the best way to share the time with the family, and you be your own boss, and you can work easy.
Easy, yeah. So, Laura, could you describe a typical client of yours to me?
The typical client is they are very friendly persons. They are people who understand me sometimes when I can't do my job. Just I can call them to the set. I can came and to do another day, and they are friendly and.
So if one of your children, for example, can't go to school, if they're sick, you phone your clients and they're okay. What do they say?
These are, they say it's okay, I can come another day, next day or next week, and when I'm
That's
the,
nice. Yeah, good. And how do you get your clients?
I get my clients to advertise myself, and sometimes the people recommend me.
Absolutely. And the last question, how do you know if your clients are happy with your service?
I know because I talked with them and I ask if everything is okay, if they are happy with the job, and I tell them if it's something wrong, if it's something missing, just they let me know, and I like to talk to and ask if they are happy or they are dislike myself.
Oh, I don't think anyone could dislike you. Well, thank you ever so much for that, Laura. That's brilliant. And best of luck, and I hope you have a thriving business in 5 years' time.
Thank you.
Okay, then. Thank you, then.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.